Welcome to 5-Minute Musar. Today is the 10th of Elul. We have now been practicing two foundational Musar practices during our 40 days of Musar practice before Yom Kippur: the morning affirmation practice and the Heshbon HaNefesh, accounting of the soul journaling practice. Our morning affirmation is not unlike a mantra, where we chant with lips aflame, Hitpa'alut. To bolster our enthusiasm, we chant, "This is the day that God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." We chanted, "Ze hayom asa Adonai, negila v'nismacha vo." We have been and will continue to do this until the end of this week for 5 minutes each morning. In our Cheshbon HaNefesh practice, we wrote down our strengths regarding our words, thoughts, and deeds as they relate to other people, ourselves, and God. We looked back at the past year and contemplated where we have grown. If you find this practice challenging, then I encourage you to turn to a trusted friend or partner and ask them where they see your strengths in these areas, particularly in how you care for others. This week, select one area strength and act in this area. For example, I am strong at helping the local elderly with errands. I made myself available during the past year. I looked at where I could strengthen this area for the upcoming new year. And I decided that every time I set out to leave my house to head to the pharmacy, then I will reach out to our local elderly and ask if they need anything while I am out. I do not wait for them to ask for help from me. Rav Salanter, founder of the Musar movement, once said, "The greatest sound in the cosmos is that of someone changing himself and growing from it." Greatest here could mean loudest, or it could mean also the most wonderful, the most holy. What God wants from us to fulfill the Torah means to grow as a person. Musar not only claims that we have an ability to change, Musar demands that we are actually obligated to do so. Which oddly brings us back to our discussion of modern rearticulations and innovations of Musar learning and practice, and who can or should practice Musar. From an observant Jewish perspective, especially within a Musar perspective, every Jew is obligated to change and grow. It is as if God has given us the gift of teshuvah, of repentance, of turning, returning, so that we may be able to engage in tikkun midot hanefesh, repairing our soul traits of our souls. However, for the non-observant Jew, and for folks who are not Jewish at all, Musar need not have anything to do with God or obligation. Rather, it is a gift of awareness from a revered wisdom tradition that provides effective tools to engage in inner work. Musar is like cognitive behavioral therapy with God and Judaism. Musar is therapeutic, but not therapy. Musar helps close the gap between the ideals of our life and how we actually lead our life. We will continue our discussion of modern expressions of Musar during the next podcast or the next blog if you're reading this. Please leave comments or questions and let me know how your practice is coming along.